Welcome to Conversations. And now, from Los Angeles, here's your host, Mike Dowler.
Indeed, from Los Angeles, I'm Mike Dowler. Welcome to Conversations Radio. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on X, follow us on Instagram at Conversations Radio, and you are, I thank you. If you like what you hear, drop us a line, conversationspod@gmail.com. I get a lot of email, and I try to answer as much as I can. Look at Bella screenshotting her microphone. Outstanding. But drop us a line, conversationspod@gmail.com. We have a wonderful show tonight. It's all guitar, all music. We've got Peyton Riley. She's in Montgomery, Texas. God bless Texas. We played that song before the show started for you folks online. Yeah, she is amazing. She's probably seen on American Idol. She's been all over Texas playing. She's a TCMA winner, Texas Country Music Association youngest ever to win Artist of the Year, Best Young Artist. We'll talk to her in just one second. We got her music queued up as well. And my co-host is the wonderful Mendocino, California, Northern California guitarist, Bella Rain. Want to thank our guest from last week, from April 17th, Aurora Eiler. She's an award-winning filmmaker and actress out of the Gold Coast of Australia. She did a movie called Grape, and it's a movie about anti-vaping. And apparently there's a huge vaping addiction problem there amongst youth and teens in Australia. And again, vaping, a epidemic everywhere. So she made a movie, and it is out on the film circuit and doing very well. And she is quite the actress, quite the filmmaker. That's episode number 170. That is available for download. You can go to the iTunes store and search Conversations Radio for that and other podcasts. And voila, they all come up, all 170 episodes. They're also on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Podbean, and even on Roku, which I think is kind of cool. Check that out, the other podcasts too. Also, a quick note for you folks in Canada, hey, and in the U.S., Popularity Papers, that's the YTV series that airs in Canada and elsewhere, is now airing in the States on Hulu. So you can catch Glee Dango and Mia Bella on the show. Again, a great show, Popularity Papers, basically about two preteens trying to find their way and find out what makes them popular in middle school. Awkward. Now showing in the States, which is great. So we're very excited about that. I just found out today, and we went ahead and got stuff posted. I think they'll be on soon to talk about it. And they've been on before. Mia Bella, a fantastic actress and musician as well. Glee Dango, a fantastic actress and dancer from Toronto. And Mia's from the West Coast, Vancouver, BC. So more Canada, more often here, hey? So again, stay tuned for that. And I want to get started because we got a great show tonight. It's going to be, I am thrilled. I'm honored. Number one, Bella Rain is back. Bella Rain is a prodigy, to say the least. I'm sure she gets tired of hearing that. But she's from Northern California, the Mendocino area. She's been playing since the beginnings of COVID. The rumor has it, the legend is she had too much time on her hands. So what she did is she went down to the garage, started rummaging around. And what did she find? A black Fender Strat. It belonged to her mom. Picked it up, dusted it off, and the rest is history. She has not looked back. She is all of 16 years old, again from Mendocino. Sponsored by Fender. Reunion Bags. By the way, her Fender, she's got an epic Fender collection. She's going to start the Bella Rain Fender Museum pretty soon, I'm sure. Cream Guitars and, of course, Ernie Ball. All very, very pleased with her and have no problem blending their name to her. Bella, again, all of 16 years old. She's been playing a lot. I mean, everywhere in the Bay Area, in Northern California, and Southern California, too. Zach Nugent's Dead Set, Steely Dead, Sunshine Garcia Becker. Sunshine Garcia Becker, I like that. The China Dolls, that was just recently. The Coffins Brothers, and many, many more, even played at Oracle Park for the San Francisco Giants, Grateful Dead, Appreciation Night. You know you've made it when you're playing in a ballpark. And it was very, very cool. She is definitely the bee's knees, an A-plus student, and she also works with children. Guitars, music, and music in general is good for the soul, and it's good for everyone, mental health and all. And again, if you survived COVID, it was a miracle because a lot of folks had a lot of time on their hands and ends and didn't know what to do. But Bella had a plan. She followed through. Again, BellaRainRocks.com. And on Instagram, it's at Bella Ficili, BellaFiciLli. Welcome back, Bella Rain. Bella.
Hey, hello. Mike, hey. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you? Welcome back.
I'm doing great. It's so great to be here. Thank you for having me.
I'm hoping this show is going to be in your wheelhouse because you're really a rocker. And our guest tonight is definitely a country girl.
Oh, I've got a good feeling about it.
So a little bit of country, a little bit of rock and roll there. And I understand you are going to be doing some country stuff too. You were approached, is that right?
Oh yeah, you're spot on with that. I actually just got reached out to by someone. I won't say who yet because it's a surprise, but she asked about me recording some solo stuff on her new album.
Wow.
So I'm really looking forward to that. And I know that there's some twangy tunes in there.
It's all about the twang.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. It's kind of like violin versus the fiddle. So violin has strings. Peyton already knows this already. Fiddle has strangs. So it's a little different. But again, I'm glad you're branching out, doing country too. Next, maybe opera, some classical. Some flamenco. You never know.
You know what? I'll do anything.
And you have been. You've been on the road. You've been touring and doing shows everywhere from San Francisco to Ventura and points in between. And, of course, some shows there locally in town.
Yeah, it's so amazing. And I feel like I haven't even been home in, God, like weeks now. We've been out every weekend just on the road. But I love it. It's great.
And I know you've got aspirations for Berklee School of Music. Is that going to happen?
Yeah, I'm actually thinking about joining their online program so I can stay busy doing what I'm doing with music stuff right now. But
awesome. Very cool. The guitars keep coming. Your recent guitar you got is you got a Telecaster. So congrats on that. Tell us all
Thank
about
you so
it.
Much. Actually, I actually just got three new ones. So
Whoa. The
Telecaster was like my first one that I've been showing off, but that package was with three.
Oh, so what else?
So that's the surprise there. Actually, the Strat, well, you guys can't see it, but Mike can. There's a new Strat in the background, which is, I think they're promoting it a ton right now. It's so amazing. It's their new 70th anniversary. It's a two-color burst, and it's a beautiful Strat. Mine has a maple fretboard, and I'm usually a rosewood girl, so I was like, you know what, I don't have a maple Strat, and then the Tele is just like my new love.
Is every guitar play different though, you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm totally like that. Like, even if you have two of the same guitar, I think they each have their own unique characteristics and spirit.
So when you're at a gig, how many guitars mm-hmm. do you bring with you?
I try to just bring one. I'm not too picky, but two is super fun if you're doing like a weekend run or something. And then that goes hand in hand with Fender's new Highway series.
Oh.
That also wonderful. Just came. And that's an acoustic electric, and it
is that the one that's
just amazing.
The one is Sierra Levesque has?
She has an Acoustasonic, and yes. those are sick too. So I think this is like a new kind of spin on that. because it looks more like an acoustic. I think the Acoustasonics are supposed to be like a jazz master shape, or they have some different stuff, but the Highway series looks great, it plays great, it's so comfortable. The neck feels like playing an electric, but
Okay.
it's got that string tension like an acoustic. You would love it, Mike.
I would
I feel like
totally.
it's going to be coming everywhere with me now.
Well, I've been singing the praises of those new strings I got from my Martin, the Martin Lights. Those are the Clapton's Choice strings. Same ones he plays. If they're good enough
Oh.
for him, they're good enough for me. But I've got to tell you, I've fallen in love with my guitar all over again because it's a joy to play. And it's kind of weird because the more you play them, the better they sound. It's like a
Yeah.
break-in period. It's really kind of interesting. I may put another set of my Ibanez, see how that works out. I went to choose my Ibanez a couple of days ago and I turned it and it went boing. So I lost one of the strings there. So but
Oh.
on the Ibanez, which I hardly ever play because obviously the action on the Martin is much better. It's just so easy to play. Love it. And building those calluses up too, so it's great.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, welcome back.
Thank
So glad
you.
to have you. And the family's okay too?
The family's great. Honestly, I'm so excited for this show. So excited to
Yeah.
meet Peyton and get to chat. All stuff music.
Did you see her clip on American Idol? Did you check it out?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Young
Just
love.
amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, the configuration now with the judges there, I mean, they're wonderful. Just a wonderful season. And
Totally.
Love Idol. A lot of years now. American Idol's been on longer than you've been born. Before you were born. I mean, that's what's amazing, you know? And again, Ryan Seacrest still heading it up, and Ryan's going to be the new host of Wheel of Fortune as well.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I don't know where he finds the time. But I got to tell you, Peyton Riley is the real deal. She is Texas proud. She is all of, I want to say 14, am I right?
I'm 15 years old.
15.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you for correcting me. She's raring to go there. She is a country musician from Montgomery, Texas, born in Conroe. I gotta tell you, she is really just incredible. She is the youngest artist ever to be nominated and win TCMA's, that's Texas Country Music Association's Young Artist of the Year. Just incredible, incredible. And she writes originals. Been playing since the beginning of time. Well, for her, 9 years old. Has not looked back. And she's got quite the guitar collection, too. And a real fancy sofa there as well. She's coming to us for her home studio there in Montgomery, Texas. When she's not playing in a studio, she's on stages at places like Sawyer Park, Do-Si-Do, the Kenny Store. I've heard of that place. And again, there are so many cool venues and honky-tonks and nightclubs and bars and places and stuff that you can play in. She travels a lot to record and stuff, and she's recorded in Nashville as well. So it's wonderful. And I got music from her, which we'll play in a little bit as well. All the way from Montgomery, Texas, it's Peyton Riley. Hey, Peyton, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you doing?
Fine. Welcome to Conversations Radio. So glad you're joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited.
And you like didn't hesitate. You're like, yeah, I want to be on.
Yes, sir.
We did a conference call a couple weeks back, and I was shopping, and Peyton was just finishing up track, because I guess there is life after country music, but she's also, a track star too, going to school. And Bella was doing her share from Northern California. We chatted a bit, but yeah, very excited about this, and very excited about you. You've been playing. Now you've had some formal training too. You did some singing lessons, and the backstory is incredible. But mom saw something in you in Montgomery, Texas. People in Texas are very observant. They watch their kids, and it's like, yeah, my kid can do that. And Peyton, how did it all start for you? And Bella, again, probably kind of like your story too. But go ahead, Peyton, tell me.
So pretty much since I could make sound out of my mouth, I've been singing, Probably didn't sound the best whenever I was younger, but when I was 7 years old, my mom wanted to put some of that energy into voice lessons. And so that's what I started doing at 7 years old. And year after year, I got a little bit better. They would have like little showcases once a year. And so I started getting a little bit up on stage. And then my voice coach asked me, Peyton, do you just want to do this for fun, or is this something that you're like really serious about? And being probably 9 or 10 years old, I was like, of course I want to do this. I want to be like Miranda Lambert, like the big people up there on stage. And she's like, okay, you're gonna have to learn how to play an instrument. So I chose to learn to play guitar, and I've been playing that I think since I was 11, and I've been writing songs since I was 9. And just as the years went on and I started meeting more people and went to concerts and just got a little bit better and better at music, I really started realizing that this is like what I actually wanted to do, and I had so much fun writing songs and meeting new people. And now that I'm 15 years old, I know that this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. So I'm really glad that my mom saw that I had just a little bit of potential to sing when I was so young, because I wouldn't be anywhere near where I am now if she wouldn't have put me in voice lessons when I was 7 years old.
Does anybody else in your family play or sing or anything?
No, it's crazy. I get asked that question all the time. No one on in my family does like singing or plays instruments. I do have an uncle that whenever he was in college, he was a band in a band, but I'm the only one.
Bella, who's playing in your house? Just you?
I've got the same thing going on over here. No.
Wow. It's yeah.
No.
So you guys are the chosen ones. And again, Peyton, you've got a God-given talent there, and it's absolutely amazing. Of course,
Thank
you tried out for American Idol, and you got one yes and two no's, and you're going to come back and try that again. But a wonderful, wonderful backstory. When you started playing guitar, did it come easy, or was there a lot of challenges for you?
Oh no, sir. There was like a lot of challenges, because also being so young, it was also like I didn't know if this is what I wanted to do forever. And it was very hard for me to stay like dedicated, and like the pain on your fingers, especially playing acoustic, it
Yeah.
definitely was a little hard for me to stay on track. But definitely with the guitar coach that I had and my parents pushing me, they were able to keep me on track, and I'm really glad that they did push me, because I would have quit a million times without my mom.
Yeah, you mentioned the pain as well, those calluses you get in your fingers. Yeah, don't pick those, by the way. You want to
Oh
start
no,
peeling those out.
sir.
You got to build those up. That goes for you too, Bella. Don't pick your calluses.
Oh,
You
I'm
know.
far gone.
Are you really?
Yes,
And I've also noticed that when you play guitar, you're constantly trimming your nails, because if you don't, it just doesn't. Yeah, I can't. And I got big fingers when I play, so it's like I need to keep those picked down, keep them trimmed down. Now it's funny because I finger pick mostly. I don't use a pick. And there are artists that get their nails done. James Taylor, he uses like his thumb and three fingers usually. But he reinforces like with acrylic nails, like a wire mesh or something. I'm not, you heard that or not, but it's how he plays, you know, because you can pluck with your fingers, but it's getting that nail in there. That's what it starts to really sound good. So here you are, you're 15 years old, and now that we've gotten past the how do they take care of your, that should be like a whole topic, finger care for guitar players.
Yes.
So here you are, you started at 9, and what was the first song you wrote?
I think, well, it depends kind of what your definition of what a song
Well, the first time you sat down and said, like, here, how's this sound? And you put it together. What was that? What was the topic?
My sister, she plays softball, and so whenever you go up to the plate, they have walk-up songs. And so I was out there every single weekend. I went to every practice. She had like three of them a week, and so that was like a really big part of my life back then. And so I wanted one of her walk-up songs to be one of my songs.
Oh,
So
wow.
I wrote a song called Dominate. I do not really remember any of it, but I do remember that that was the title, and it was just about her swinging that bat and hitting the ball over the fence.
And that's how it started. And that's how you get found out from people. And obviously, mom found out you had something, and then others found you had something. Now you look at you, you're like playing gigs everywhere. I looked at your show schedule, and it's like constant, as well, you're doing stuff at church too. And
Yes, sir.
you got to give praise and thanks because those gifts come from somewhere, you know.
Yes, sir.
And but you've worked hard at it. The where do you draw your inspiration? You mentioned you guys foster.
Oh, yes, sir. Whenever I was younger, me and my sister were really young. We fostered three kids. One was 15 or 16, when me and my sister were like 4 and 5, and then we fostered two 3-year-olds, and it really had a big impact on my life. Just to know that my family, like my mom and dad, they loved and cared for me. I got to sleep under a roof every single night, and I didn't have to wonder where my next meal was coming. And these kids that are 3 years old, they have to worry
Wow.
about that when their like brain is not already functioned. Like they're tired and hungry, and they have no one to care and love for them. Like one kid, he came to our house with one shoe and just the clothes on his back, which I think that's so crazy. And so after a while, we stopped doing that, but we were still like involved. Like my parents would go to Haiti on big missions trips, and they would bring like care bags to the foster kids up there, or just like the orphans, and help out there. So we did that throughout the years. But about 2 years ago, I told my mom that I wanted to get back into it. And the next day, I was singing at this show, and this lady came up to me, and she was like, "I'm part of a nonprofit, and I give free counseling to foster kids. We were wondering if you would like to be part of our organization." I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is so crazy. It's such like a God moment," because we were just talking about this the day before. So I got involved with this organization called Love Hills Youth. And they give free counseling to foster kids. And I like to go up there once a month and sing at their day of counseling. And it's just so much fun because their lives are not as great as other kids who have parents that love them. And so to know that music moves people and makes them feel things, just knowing that I can go in there and be the light just through one song, I just love doing that for people and making their day just a little bit better.
Bella, you're doing stuff with children as well, but you got interest in musical therapy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think everything like that is really life-changing for a lot of people, and I definitely have an interest with that. But I work with kids every week. I work at an after-school program that I actually I've been online schooled my whole life, but I went there when I was their age, and I teach a kindergarten class Monday through Wednesday, and
Wow.
we do like leadership building and music and arts and crafts, and I really love that. But I recently visited some of the schools here with the help from Fender and Ernie Ball, sent out some goodies for all the kids,
That's great.
and I just did a presentation, and I played for them and did a Q&A, and then they got all their swag from Ernie Ball and Fender. I think everybody had a blast, and I had a blast, so.
It's all about the swag. And again,
Oh,
music
yeah.
therapy and these music petting zoos where you bring instruments in and let kids try them out and pluck the strings and
Oh.
what have you. They love that. And that's how it all starts, you know? Because everyone wants to be, a rock star at some point. But, you kind of find your wheelhouse now. And for you, Bella, again, rock and roll all the way, and especially the retro stuff, 70s, 80s, I mean, amazing stuff. But the new stuff, too. I know you're busy in the studio writing. And Peyton, for you, it's all country for the most part, I'm thinking.
Yeah, pretty much lately, I've been getting into kind of like a 90s and 2000s rock kick. My dad, he's really into that stuff. And one day we were driving up to one of my shows, and usually my mom takes me because to all my shows, because my dad's with my sisters at softball tournaments on the weekend. And so we had a 4-hour car drive. And instead of playing country music, he was like, "Peyton, I want to show you some of this stuff." And so we started listening to Hinder, Creed, Evanescence, Linkin Park, and I was like, oh
Wow.
my gosh, this is
Wow.
amazing. And so then I got a bunch of their records and I listened to their music all the time. So I'm starting to incorporate some of that stuff into my music. That's what I really love about music is that you can go either direction and you can do release one song that's country and then you can change it up and kind of give your music out to all different kinds of people. But I'm starting to change into a little bit of rock country.
All right, that's okay.
That's so cool. That's such a dad move too. I love
And
that. Definitely.
Texas, by the way, Texas is, I mean, it's like that, Bella. I mean, especially where she's out there, right off of FM 1960 there, you know, the Woodlands and Conroe and Katy and Kingwood. And I mean, that part of Houston is just, it's amazing. It's all
Oh,
about
gee.
family.
My mom's family's from the South, and I was born in North Carolina. So, but I would
Whoa.
say I'm a Cali girl at heart.
Well, yeah, you've been here
Yeah,
for eons. It's like me, I'm from Connecticut, but
eons.
I grew up in San Francisco, so California is all I know. But Texas, especially Friday Night Lights, you know, it's all about the sports. And you got some wonderful breweries there as well, and some great music there. There's that one in Katy, Texas. It's got the big silos. I don't know if you've been there or not. It's but they have it's like Friday and Saturday nights, but I can't remember the place, but it's they
I
had
think
live
I know
music
what
there.
you're talking
Yeah.
about. Yeah, I don't know. It's like on the tip of my tongue, but I think I know what you're
Yeah.
talking about.
But I mean it's the vibe is phenomenal. You guys can do stuff in Texas we can't do in California because they get all offended, you know. But yeah, it's phenomenal. Loving that part of Texas. And my niece is in Conroe actually, so I
Oh,
know it very,
please.
very well. It's very woodsy. Very, very, very nice. You got those big covered pipes when you park. You got to be careful. You fall off the road, you know, because it floods
Yes.
there. You get a lot of rain for sure.
Oh, yes.
But
Really bad.
the humidity, you got to watch your guitars for that, right? Be careful.
Oh my gosh. Yes. The craziest thing happened with one of my tailors. So tailors, they have like the worst like electronics in them. So everybody is changing to like a Fishman. And so that's what before we changed to a Fishman, my electronics, my bass. And my volume, for some reason, every time I would go to plug in, it was just not working. So I had to use my other guitar for a little while. But all of, like the sweat from it sitting in the car and like my hands messing with it had completely like fried it. Like it was not
Whoa.
working. So they had to rip all of it out. They put a new one in, and then we finally put a Fishman in it. It sounds way better, but the humidity here is crazy, and the weather changes every single day. It's so awful. You never know what you're gonna get, so you always have to pack for cold weather and super hot weather.
And for Bella, it's fog. Lots of fog.
Yeah, the weather is fog and it's 60 year round.
Perfect there, but again, I left San Francisco because of the fog. Got tired of it, but again, it's still a
Traitor.
classic. I know, sorry, but again, yeah. So climate definitely a very important topic with your guitar. You saw my Martin, my DXK2. I love it. Great guitar. I decided when I first bought it, I'd bring it to Hawaii with me on a cruise. About 3 days into it, boing, the back of the guitar separated from the guitar. It
Oh
like
my
just, it
God.
like warped. It was the weirdest thing. Of course, I was terrified and I was very upset. Got back, I called Martin. They're in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. They got some phenomenal luthiers over there. They said, well, send it back to us. And I got it back in a week later.
Oh
And they
God.
fixed it, and you would never know. It's perfect and it plays better than ever. So they definitely support their product. But you got to watch that humidity, that's for sure. Hey, I'm going to stop
Definitely.
down just a second because we do have music coming up as well. This is Conversations Radio, episode number 171. Our guest is the wonderful Peyton Riley, all the way from Texas. Texas proud. She's a TCMA Young Artist winner for, I think, 2023, right?
Yes, sir.
And my co-host, she's part of the family now. And I keep telling her once I get a budget, she'll have her own parking space out in the lot here. Because she's wonderful. Love having her on here. She's like family, literally. I think when I'm dead and gone, I'll leave it all to you. You can take care of the podcast. because yeah, you're wonderful. Again, Bella Rain in Northern California, and Peyton Riley, country artist all the way from Montgomery, Texas. The hits, and I do say hits because you're writing really good music. Are you doing all originals for the most part?
So all my songs are originals, except not as much as I used to. That song was pitched to me, and usually, like, I've always been kind of against using other people's songs, but this one really just kind of like spoke to me because I was looking for a honky tonk song. It's also like a song you can dance to, but also has feeling to it. So immediately when I heard it, I was like, oh my gosh, I love that so much. Like, I couldn't turn it down. And so I recorded that and I released it on March 1st, and it's on all streaming platforms, and also you can call it into your local radio stations to hear it now.
Very good. Well, here you go. I'm going to play it because it's definitely epic. This is music from Peyton Riley all the way from Montgomery, Texas. This is called Not As Much As I Used To. It's Peyton Riley right here on Conversations Radio. Bam! That is Peyton Riley right here on Conversations Radio with her song, Not As Much As I Used To. And I think, Bella, you could totally cover that.
Peyton, that was so awesome, and I love your voice so much.
Yeah, voice. Now, you did voice lessons, but you got to love that twang. I mean, that just sounds good.
Yeah, you can't learn that.
And who wrote that song, Peyton?
Harlan Howard wrote that song, and he's written so many amazing songs. He's written for Patsy Cline, Merle Haggard, I think some Willie Nelson songs. Like, he's really good. Wow. And so it's such an honor to be able to sing one of his songs. Sadly, he passed a couple years ago, but I wish I could have met him, but it's still amazing to sing one of his songs.
And that's getting airplay, you said.
Yes, sir, it is.
Wow, that's wonderful. Good stuff.
What a story.
And yeah, it's incredible. These country music, and again, I haven't played any of your songs backwards yet, because you hear stories about that too. But they're really, really good. Did you have fun in the studio, by the way, recording that?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, I did. It's so cool because in Nashville, all these musicians come in and they're like, oh, yeah, I've been playing for Reba for like 20 years. I played on Shania Twain's records. I've played on Miranda Lambert's. And you're like, oh, my gosh, how are these people like not freaking out right now? So me and my mom are like geeking out. We're like, oh, my gosh, this is so cool. They've met Miranda Lambert. They've gone on tour with her. And it's so cool just to see so many amazing people in a room. And they all come together and I tell them my vision. And then in one try, they immediately play it. And it's wow. Like exactly how I wanted it. And it's so cool. And there are just so many talented people. And my producer makes it such a fun and easy process. And everybody's like super nice, super like bubbly and just super kind.
That sounds like that's a great, great band there too. So when you went in, did you guys record everything separately? I guess, did you do the music first or how'd you do that?
So we did the instruments the first day, and then the next day we come back and do all the vocal tracks.
Wow. That's amazing. And that's Bella, like you're doing that. No, Bella, you do that as well. You've been in the studio doing stuff too, right?
Yes, I have. One of the bands I recorded with around here just dropped an album with some of my stuff on it, and then I'm working on some new stuff coming up soon too.
Are you on vinyl now, right?
Yeah, actually, I've got it back here.
How that's surreal.
That's a crazy feeling.
How surreal is that? That's incredible.
Super surreal. And I was like, I'm not going to believe it until I see it. And then he came with the records, and I was like, what?
And vinyl. Now, is it like a color vinyl? Is it a color vinyl or just regular?
I am a total geek for color vinyls. It's black, but.
Nice. I saw an article with Jimmy Page. He was talking about, you might have seen the post as well. It's online too. Mm-hmm. But Jimmy Page, again, iconic guitarist for Led Zeppelin and producer and everything in between. Never a fan of CDs or digital or MP3s. He's a total vinyl geek. And to this day, he still goes and buys records in the store. I mean, that's what it is. And again, aww, there's a certain warmth to vinyls. Again, you got to take care of them. But certainly a lot of bands are going that route now, and they're going back there using tape, which is cool. Mm-hmm. Although I will say digital has made it a lot easier to edit and put stuff together. But I know the Foo Fighters and other, you know, iconic rock bands have actually done tape. Foo Fighters, their one album they did, well, they've got a huge studio complex in Northridge, California, in the San Fernando Valley. That's their home base. But Dave Grohl actually brought in two big tape machines, 24 track, and converted his whole house into a studio, basically. And it was, the results were phenomenal. So, yeah. But again, for you, Peyton, it was all digital, no tape to be seen there. And did you learn a lot about the whole process of editing and is it stuff you do that at home as well? You have software and stuff?
The editing of recordings, it's definitely a long process. It's like a full day thing. But it's very cool to see everything come together, because whenever they do the soundtracks with like the guitars and drums, they like layer it on top of each other.
Sure.
So it's fun. It's fun to play with them and have them, like, you take pieces out and put them back in to create this really cool sound.
And I got to ask you as well, and Bella, I'll ask you too, because it's an important question. I've asked it before. When you're in the moment and you're in the studio or you're on stage, is there a moment you think, you know what, this sounds really good? And what is that?
I definitely think so.
And what is that like, Peyton? I mean, that's got to be.
So it really just depends, like, how the speakers are set up and just, like, the room. But when reverb is turned on and, like, the monitor is set up and, like, everything echoes out, it just sounds so cool. And because you can, like, hear yourself and you sound kind of like it's, like, bouncing back, like, in your face. And it's just like, oh, that sounds, like, really cool. So it's a really, like, a really cool experience to be able to hear yourself and hear what other people are hearing. because I play like in a lot of like noisy places.
Ah.
So it's just really cool to hear what other people are hearing.
Okay, so stop. Noisy places, like fights and stuff, or what's is it?
I've played at a couple of places like that. They're definitely really interesting, and I've learned a lot of how not to act and
Wow.
just stuff like that. But it's all part of growing, and I know that it could never get any worse than that. So it's definitely a very good learning experience.
That
And
is wild.
in the
That is
moment, it's
wild.
crazy, but looking back, it was really funny.
And to keep yourself together and not get distracted, that's true. And Bella,
Yeah.
you're playing for hippies. So I mean, it's like
I
a
know.
lot going on there.
I'm right in the brunt of it. But that's a big thing for me, what you said a second ago. It's just like I vibe a lot. I vibe a lot off of the musicians themselves, and especially jumping around with all these different bands that I've been playing with. It's like sometimes I'm just meeting people for the first time the day of the show, so kind of getting to gel with them is a big part of it. And I black out on stage totally, so I'm
Really?
like, once you really feel that and you're like hit that pocket with yourself, and you're like, that does sound really good. I think it just pushes you to the next, so especially when you're like soloing or something. But playing for hippies is like a totally different story. I love it
And
though.
they're not all hippies, obviously. I mean,
They're
there's
all,
oh, are
well,
they all
they're
really?
all hip. Well,
Okay.
the, yeah.
Any wild crowds, any fights or anything, or no?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, all peace and love, Mike,
There you go.
for
Right,
the hippie
exactly.
crowd.
Exactly. And
Yeah, they're
again,
pretty good.
you mentioned the studio musicians as well, and the fact that you can go in there and they're so good, they just get it done because they're that, And going back for a second, Bella, you mentioned only bringing maybe one or two guitars to a gig, and Leland Sklar, who you know very well, he mentions that many times when he goes into the studio, he's not one of those guys who brings in 10 basses. He has one tool for the job and he gets it done. He's not a noodler. Again, when you perform Peyton on stage, how many guitars do you bring?
I usually bring two. I started doing that whenever I broke a string on stage, and it was when I was younger, so I was still trying to like learn all the different parts of my guitar, so I was not very good at changing the strings. And it took me, well, like 25 minutes. So I was like, we don't have enough time for that in the show. So always bring an extra one just in case.
There's definitely a secret to that. And Bella, you've changed strings too, right?
Yeah. People get on me because I'm bad about it. Like it doesn't bother me. There's people that change them in between sets who I talk to,
Oh,
and I'm like,
that's
it
crazy.
doesn't bother me. I mean, I don't break them a ton, so
Well,
but
eventually, Peyton, you'll have that guitar tech. It's part of your tour. The one person just carries guitars all the time. It's all they do. I'll show you just carry guitars, And I think electric probably is a little more forgiving, but yeah, bad strings on a acoustic guitar, they get to buzzing and it's just yeah, they don't stay in tune, and so yeah, it's.
While we're on that, I gotta ask Peyton, what's like your must-have rig rundown, gig bag rundown for a show? Like, what's all your gear?
Oh gosh.
It's the
So definitely my guitars, my DI box, the cables for my guitar, my microphone stand, my guitar skin, microphone cord. Then we have to have the soundboard. Then we have to have in-ears. And then in case those die, because I usually play 3-hour shows and they don't
Oh,
last
absolutely.
long. So then we have to bring the monitor cords, the speaker cords, and oh my gosh, so many cords and extension cords. Oh, and I just got a band, so that's just more things that
Wow.
we have to get. It's crazy. It would be a very, very long list if I
So
kept
you got
going
I
on.
skid it's good you've got it all like memorized.
you've got your own gear. So you've got a board and floor monitors and earbuds and all that stuff.
Jeez, your
So
shows sound fun. I've got to get over there sometime and maybe we could do a show together.
that'd be
Yes, I
great.
would love
Yeah. Or
that.
have her come
Do
out
you have
here.
like specific cables and picks you like?
I have specific picks that I like. Cables, not really. But picks, I don't like to have like the flimsy one because I really like beat really hard on my guitar. Like I strum really hard. So I like to have like the thickest ones, like the ones that barely even move as possible. Which a lot of people, like whenever I go into like the guitar stores, they get so mad at me for having that thick of a pick. But I just like it so much more.
So are those mediums using mediums?
I think it's one step up from medium.
Okay.
Hold on, let me see.
Because I think I use mediums when I play, when I pick, but I use more finger picking and stuff.
Like the heavy ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
For electric, I guess electric is, you play heavy ones as well, Bella?
That's funny. I actually use like a 66 millimeter most of the time, and people are
Okay.
like, well, nobody ever uses those. And I mean, it's not just because they're hot pink or any ball ones, but I use those. And then if I'm not using those, I like a thicker one with a sharper point. And I got ones recently from NAMM that feel kind of like a cat tongue. And I
Whoa.
don't know what the brand is, but those are kind of cool
Yeah,
too. And then
it's like,
Ernie Ball cables and stuff.
well, you know, Brian May from a band called Queen, you may know them, Peyton. They're not country, but certainly iconic. Brian May, a phenomenal guitarist, he plays with pennies. He uses
Really?
pennies as his picks. So,
I've always thought that's so cool.
yeah. I wonder how hard that is on the strings, though. God, but it sounds great the way he plays.
I did that at a practice the other night. It was a dime, but I was like, I want to see how long it'll take them to notice. And they didn't end up noticing,
Did
but
it work?
yeah, it works.
Yeah. But is
I
there,
know
there's
you're
no.
gonna try it when we get off.
No, I'm not. There's no flex to that, though. That's just kind of interesting. But
Peyton would like it. Yeah,
Peyton
definitely.
has, again, Peyton Riley's our guest tonight. She's in Montgomery, Texas. You gotta love Texas. You gotta love country music, and you gotta love Peyton. And she's got quite the guitar collection as well. And I know that you have a guitar sitting next to you right now, and there's a slight possibility you may want to play for us.
Yeah, sure.
What do you have you want to do there? Look at that. That beautiful guitar. Wow. Awesome.
You want me to sing the song that I sang on American Idol?
That would be Fireflies. Sure.
Yeah.
And that's going to release pretty soon,
May
right?
3rd.
All right, I'm
Yes,
looking for
I'm
that.
super excited. And we just talked to this guy. I think it was yesterday or the day before. Then we're gonna start trying to put together a music video. So I'm
Oh,
super excited
wow.
for that.
Wow.
I have one music video out for a song that I wrote for the foster kids called Love Hills, and that recording that was super fun. So I'm super excited for this one because this song's like really close to me.
So
But
tell us the backstory of Fireflies. Here's a backstory on this. It's very personal to you, I know.
since the first grade, me and this boy, we have been best friends. So probably about 10 years now. Her sisters are in the same grade and they're best friends, and so are our parents ever since the first day of school. They called each other up and they're like, let's go on vacation together, let's hang out. And so that's what we've done over the years. We've gone on family trips together to Nashville, we've gone camping, we've gone to their ranch, they've gone to ours, so super close. And so we've liked each other on and off throughout the years, but starting in seventh grade, we started taking it a little bit more seriously. And then eighth grade, he asked me to be his girlfriend.
Wow.
And about a year later, we broke up. And it took a really big toll on me. There was a lot of other stuff that happened. My friends since the first grade, we also split apart. So it was just like a very emotional and hard time for me. And this song really helped me get through it. And I also just wanted to sing this song on American Idol, first of all, because it's one of my favorite songs that I've written. And also, it's important to me. And also, it helped me get through this hard time. Every time I would sing it, it would make me feel a little bit better. And I just wanted other girls that are going through that are my age, just to help them a little bit going through this hard time. And so, here it is. This
Here's
is
Peyton
Firefly.
Riley.
Yeah. Thank you. I admit it. I was scared. I've been hurt a bunch of times. Couldn't leave the past behind. But this guy was the sweetest of his kind. And God knows he could have been mine. But I had to go and ruin it. All he wanted was fireflies dancing in the light. His hand felt so good in mine to step in on the truck bed. Four-wheel drive to sunset. Promise ring on my left finger. Said the diamonds only get bigger. Doesn't that sound like a perfect picture? And I hope he finds someone who'll make him happy. And he'll look at her like it's the last time. And he'll hold her in his arms till the end of time. And I promise he'll be better off without me. All he wanted was fireflies dancing in the moonlight. His hand felt so good in mine to step in on the truck bed. Four-wheel drive to sunset. Promise ring on my left finger. Said the diamonds only get bigger. Doesn't that sound like a perfect picture?
Wow, that's phenomenal. And heard most of that. The guitar was a little soft, but we got to hear the we heard it there. Your vocal is just phenomenal. I mean, those lyrics, wow. That's really cool. Do you still get emotional when you play that? Do you still get emotional? Because it's that's some heavy, that there's a story there.
I sometimes do. It really just depends. If it's one of my days where I'm just having kind of like a hard time and I'm thinking about him a lot, it's a little bit harder. And whenever I'm playing up close with the crowd that's like kind of like sitting up like really close to me at the stage, like isn't far away and it's kind of like not so high and everybody's paying attention, I do feel it and connect more with the people, and I do get a little bit more emotional. But yeah, sometimes it just really depends on the day.
Yeah, I told you.
I loved that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The thing with your songs is like, once you hear them, they're in your head. You know, I mean,
you.
I went ahead and sent the MP3 to, I copied the MP3 to Bella, and I said, Bella, you're going to be humming this song.
I was just about to say, he texted
the other
me
one,
and he was like,
yeah.
This is going to be stuck in your head. And
not as
like,
much as
I
used to.
It is stuck
But this
in
one
my
here
head.
As well, it's amazing. Wow. Peyton Riley, you are an incredible artist. Again, TCMA, Texas Country Music Association, Youngest Artist of the Year, the youngest ever nominated and winning this prestigious award. And TCMA is a big deal in Texas. You know, music is universal. It's big all over. But in Texas, it's different. It's a little different there. You're playing what you know. It's country music. It's a way of life. It's cowboys. It's those baseball games. It's rodeos. It's family. It's fishing in a pond. It's crawfish and alligator as well.
Yes, sir.
And yes. I mean, it's what it is. It's great. They can follow you on Instagram. Is that right?
Yes, sir. They can follow me on all social media platforms. They can find me on all streaming platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, and I have a website that says all my shows on there. If y'all ever want to see where I'm playing, I try to play as much as I can out of the Texas area, but I'm still in school. I'm a
Sure.
freshman in high school, but next year I'm going to be doing homeschool, so hopefully I'll be able
Oh.
to travel a lot more. But yeah, they can follow me anywhere under Peyton Riley Music, PaytonRiley, and then music.
And how's that track going, by the way? You're doing track at school?
Yes, sir. It's actually going really well. I had districts 3 weeks ago and I made it to regionals. I made it in the top four, and
Wow.
regionals is on this Friday. And so hopefully I will make it in the top four in
Good
hurdles. I did
luck.
the meter
Yeah.
hurdles. Thank you. Hopefully I'll make it to state, especially since this is my last year being with my friends and being able to do it like with in-person school. So hopefully I can make it to state and hopefully place really well. But I'm super excited.
Any track and field for you, Bella?
No,
Okay.
not for me.
All right. I want to see you guys do something like collab on something. That'd be great because I think you guys are
I
both.
would love that.
I think it
Yeah,
would definitely
definitely.
blend. A lot of ways to do that, remotely or whatnot, and of course
And
Zoom is.
I definitely think we will, and I'll be trying to come that way actually pretty soon. So
Yeah.
I'll definitely keep in touch. But I gotta ask, what are just some things you would some advice you would give to other young artists who are coming up in the music industry and just some inspiration for them?
Yeah, definitely. Just to never give up on your dream, because if you want it bad enough and you try as hard as you can and give it everything you got, you will achieve it. And I know of a lot of people who said they would have given up, and look where they are now. They're doing great. They're playing in front of thousands and thousands of people, and it's because they pushed and pushed and pushed. And if you ask any of them, they will tell you they're so happy that they did not give up. And there's definitely going to be hard times, but if you have enough dedication and drive, you will be able to push through it, and there will always be a high at after a low.
Well said. Peyton Riley, again, a magnificent singer, songwriter, musician, award-winning musician, and pretty good at track as well, making a grade and living the life there in Texas. Will you come back on here again soon? Join us?
Yes, definitely. Just give me dates and I'll come on. I love
All right.
talking to y'all. This was
Yeah.
so much fun. And Bella, it was so nice meeting you.
Oh, it was
And
so great to
definitely
meet
need
you
to
too.
like email back and forth and get something on the books that we can do together, like a little
Totally.
collab.
Let's do it. I'll text you after this.
Okay,
Okay, yeah.
forward to Fireflies, available May 3rd on all platforms. So be sure to download that and support. And you can go to PeytonRileyMusic.com for show dates and more info on what she does, her music. And definitely we'll have you on here again. We look forward to seeing what you do next. It's very exciting. Peyton Riley, I thank you.
Oh, yeah, thank y'all so much. I
You're
had so much
welcome.
fun and I'm super excited to do it again.
Anytime, let me know. And Bella Rain, this is not goodbye. You and I have a history on this podcast, and you really bring it every time you're on. You do very, very well the co-host. And what's next for you?
Oh.
Any gigs coming up?
Yeah, I have a couple shows coming up this weekend. I'm playing at the Ivy Room with a couple different bands this Sunday, and then there's word of a Kaufis Brothers show coming up soon near the coast, and then things just pick up from there, some festivals coming up, so stay tuned for that.
We'll hope to see you in LA again soon as well. So,
Absolutely.
looking forward to that too. BellaRain.com.
Yeah.
Okay. And Instagram, you are at.
Bella Facili on Instagram. I think it comes
Awesome.
up if you search Bella Rain
Does
too.
it? Okay. Very, very good. And again, we'll have you on numerous times in the future, I'm sure. Peyton Riley and Bella Rain, I thank you. Like us on Facebook, follow us on X, follow us on Instagram at Conversations Radio. This is Conversations Radio. So long.